Hello, Gabe?
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, it's Amy with Local Splash.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good.
Good. Did you get a chance to go by the bank?
I didn't yet. What's it called? I was going to see. I was going to wait to make the decision to pay until probably tomorrow as well. I'm gonna hold it off. But I also just wanted to let you know, I don't know if they're with you or not. I had a few other companies reach out to me today, like offering the same thing as you.
Mm-hmm.
Not the exact same thing, but I told them basically, I was like, I didn't know if they were with you guys or not, which I'm guessing not.
No.
Okay. But yeah, I told them that if I was going to go with anything, which I most likely am, honestly, just doing some extra thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But if anything, I'm most definitely going with you guys because they weren't often nearly as good. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if I could get back to you tomorrow, on a decision, that would help a lot.
Okay. I went ahead and pulled your client interview out for the day to open that slot up for, another client. I can hang on to this until 10 o'clock in the morning and give you a call back then, but they're going to want me to either pull the trigger on it or move forward with a different client because we have to fill the spot. That's why you're receiving the calls is because the spot's available. They're actively looking to fill it. Now, each company, like you notice, offers different features and, you know, none of it's exactly quite the same. And I'm sure the timeline for delivery dates, you know, isn't something that's always the same either. Like I said, we do beat out our competitors a lot of times on that end. But we look forward to working with you, Gabe. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, you know what? I'm going to for sure do it. It doesn't sound like a risk. When I went with Angie, they,
mm-hmm.
you know, promised, it sounded really good, and then it's just kind of screwed me over a little bit, you know. So.
I understand, and that's part of the reason, like, there's a class action lawsuit against that company right now is because of the way that they made promises to not just you, thousands and thousands of guys just like you. Okay, the FCC actually has an active complaint against them. If you Google it, you can find it. And it's really, really sad because they put such a sour connotation and taste in your mouth for any type of marketing because they kind of like attacked you and then took your money, you know? And they didn't come through. They didn't do it. But what I can tell you is that to even get to Angie's List, to even get to Home Advisor, any of that, you got to go to Google first, right?
Yeah.
I've never in my life heard somebody say, hey, let me Home Advisor it. Let me Angie's List it. People always, always, always say, let me Google it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're listed there, you have the option to be chosen. If you're not, you don't. It's really and truly as simple as that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, in your honest opinion, is it hard to be like on this first cover, like front page by you guys?
No, we've been doing this for 17 years. So we're actually a pioneer in this industry. We've been doing it. There's only a couple of companies that have been around longer than us.
Mm-hmm.
And those companies don't even have the same type of reputation. You know, the thing is you don't want to go with just a regular, you know, SEO company because they're not going to make it happen as quickly. They don't have, the bottom line is like they don't have access to the Google things that we have access to. So we basically have access to Google algorithms and databases above our competitors. Our price isn't the cheapest by any means, but it's not the most expensive either. And it's very reasonable for new clients coming on like yourself, you
mm-hmm.
know, because we want to make it affordable.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then I also just want to make sure get this out of the way. So even with the Google, I mean, even with the Facebook ads going, getting the website started and everything, every single month, the top, like, I'm only paying $299, right?
Correct. correct, 100% correct. And this is a recorded line. Everything is correct. And we even, so when, once we process the account, we read a voice verification. So the voice verification is actually sent out to your bank for verification.
Yeah.
And it states that the cost is set at a flat rate of $299. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the such and such day of the month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, you can do so within 2 months of the billing date. So the billing date, if it was today, it would be the 6th. If it's tomorrow, it would be the 7th. So you would need to call by about July 3rd, which I would probably make it July 1st because I think the 3rd is a Saturday. So
okay.
I'm always like super, super clear when I read the voice verification. I give you an exact date that you would need to call if you wanted to pause or cancel the service. But I don't anticipate you doing that. I've never had somebody cancel on profit, you know?
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. And then also you brought up a really good point. I'm going to ask you this question. I don't know if you're allowed to answer or not, but I'm curious. So their lines, Angie, their lines are also recorded, right? And
okay.
He guaranteed me that work would be within 15 to 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, none of the work was even within 15 miles of that promise.
Right.
So do you think there's a way I could possibly get my money back from them? By, you know, because that's what
was
promised.
Oh, absolutely, my friend. All you need to do, and it's a little tougher than it sounds. So the first thing you got to do is you got to stop payment on the account. You got to call the bank.
Yeah.
You call the bank. I would do a little bit of research. I can send you a couple of links so that you have them, that you can call your bank and you tell your bank, hey, listen, this guy signed me up this many days ago for this package and this is how he explained it to me. He said it was done on a recorded line. And I do not feel that it was true or accurate or what he promised me was right at all. And I actually feel like he fraudulently took my money. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you give them the information from the FTC. So that the FTC is suing them and that there's actually a class action lawsuit against that company. So when you read this information, what's going to happen, Gabe, is you're going to realize that you got caught in the exact same boat as all these other guys, and that's what's happened to you. And when I've heard of banks actually going to bat for them, so what it's actually called is a chargeback.
Okay.
You can charge the card back to the original payment based on the fact that you didn't receive accurate leads. Now, they may charge you a portion, like I've heard people getting partials back. Some people get full back, but it really just, they really, really messed themselves over when they got tangled up with the FTC because the FTC is the one who monitors this stuff, you know?
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give that call, but yeah, I'm definitely going to move forward with you guys, so.
Okay. All right. I'll send you some information. Let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I believe this one's it. Yes. Complaint alleges HomeAdvisor misled businesses about leads. So HomeAdvisor is actually Angie's List, all of it. It's all in there. I'm going to send you a link
via
text so you have that. And then I'll send you over the class action as well so you have that. And you just read through it so you sound, you know, smart like you are. And when you're going through it with your bank, because sometimes the banks, like you have to make your bank work for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of bank you have, but most of them want to keep your business. So they're going to be willing. Now, did you pay it with your ATM card or did you pay with a credit card, like an Amex?
It was a debit card.
Okay. So call your bank, because I know, like, American Express, man, they'll get your money back in a heartbeat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay?
Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. I'll speak with you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Thanks. Bye.